want to go through some of the halachas. If a person is traveling on Hanukkah, or he's a guest at somebody's house, so where does he light? The person's not in his regular place. So the Ramah says that we find that Makamah, the person's in one situation where he's eating in one place and sleeping somewhere else, so the Makamah Chila is Iker. Ramah says the main place is where the person is eating. The Shmur points out that does not mean that a person goes one night to somebody's house as a guest to eat dinner. In that situation where he's there just as a guest, his Iker Makamah Chila and Shina is his home still. The fact that he's eating supper over here tonight is irrelevant. He cannot be yoyts in the place that he's eating. So what should he do in that situation? If there's somebody back at home, they should light for him at the right time, he says. If that's not so, when he gets home later on, he would light. If he's doing that, he's lighting when he gets home, you have a new issue. He's eating before he lit. And the person's not supposed to start eating until he does the mitzvah. So the person should appoint some type of a shomer, a reminder to remind him to light when he gets back home. Well, that could be a shomer. Or that could also be some type of an alarm clock, some type of now you can set your phone, you can set your alarm clock, with a reminder that and you should leave some type of a note why it's ringing. The alarm clock is ringing, thank you very much. What it's ringing for, what's the purpose of it? So when he gets home, he'll remember to light. This would you say, Malkam Akhila Zikr, but there's a machloik as regards to Bokham, which are away from home and in a dorm, whether they, in that situation, since the Malkam Akhila is communal, and the Makam Shina is individual, whether Makam Shina is preferred or Makam Achila is preferred. After the minute over here in the ship, we go with Makam Achila. Ramesh Dantzal went with Makam Shina. Not like that. We go with the minute that it goes with Makam Achila. If a person is traveling for Shabbos, so the place that he's going for Shabbos, so that now becomes his Makam for Shabbos, and he would light there. He's eating there, he's sleeping there, he would light there. Let's say he's going away for Shabbos, and he's eating by his parents, but he's sleeping in somebody else's house. So in that case, again, he would light in the Makam Achila, that's the Iker. Motzi Shabbos, he's leaving. Motzi Shabbos, he is leaving, and he's going back to where he came from. So where should he light that night, Motzi Shabbos? Should he light where he is for Shabbos, or should he light wait till he gets home? So in that situation where a person is going to be traveling, there's a strong argument he could light where he was for Shabbos. That was his Makam Achila and his Makam Shina. And as long as he did not leave, that is still his Makam. If he, alternatively, he could, if he wants, wait till he gets home, and light when he gets back to the other place that he's going, Motzi Shabbos. He has both options. The shir for the high school started at 9:15. The shiva of Parashin, when we welcome him, our cover that he's here, especially when he's saying a shir for the Beis Medrash and the and 12th grade at 9:30. Have a good day.